Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How in the world are you? Welcome to Caroline in Codley. That's my introduction. How are you, my friend? I am so happy to be back again. And just to introduce another quarantine episode, and I have been doing this for over a year. Yes, can you believe that? Over a year I have been doing this, and I bless God because it has been a source of encouragement for myself, and I hope it has also been for you too. And not only encouraging myself, but allowing me to grow a little bit deeper in my faith, because I am bound by all these words that I've been talking about. And I have seen the glory of God and what God is doing in my life. And I hope you have seen some changes in your life or the impact that just to build your faith and trust in Him, regardless of whatever is happening. He's the rock, the solid rock in which you stand, that He never fails and He never leaves you. But people around us, they will leave, they will die. They will go away. They will do all kind of thing. Man fades, just like the trees, just like the birds, just like everything around us. But God is the only constant that we have. And thank you. I just want to thank you again for listening. And I'm just asking you that when you hear this, you will just share it with somebody. And it's a source of encouragement, nothing more. And I appreciate you and thank you for doing that. So have yourself a fantastic morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you listen to this. Thank you. Have a great, great, great and safe time. Bye. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? It's a beautiful day. It is sunny. The breeze is blowing. It's a bit chilly this morning, but the breeze is blowing vigorously. You can see the leaves there dancing merrily in the wind. And they're so green and luscious. It's beautiful. Such a beautiful morning. How are you, my friend? How was yesterday? Were you able to accomplish your goal that you set out to do? Well, if you didn't, today is a brand new day that you can do so. I am so grateful to be back here with you. It's getting a little bit hectic for me, but I still bless God. So now I have to learn how to juggle my schedule. That I can come on in the mornings and just share the word of God with you. You know, one of the things that I've been asking God for is that when somebody hear this, it will bring them closer to God, because the objective is not for me to be seen, but for God to be seen, to be glorified, to be lifted up. Because He's everything. We are nothing. We are workers in His vineyard. And everything that we do, it must reflect God. Nothing that we do must bring any glory to us. All glory and honor belongs to God. But sometimes you don't see that. But that is what God wants you to do. And I realize as we go through this life, every single life, even though we might not believe that, but it is. The way in which how we speak to each other, we interact with each other, it says and it speaks volumes. So it's like looking at yesterday morning Bible verse that was sent in. And it was taken from James 5,
verse 16, and I'm using the New International Version, and it goes like this. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Amen. One of the things that I realize about this verse is that most people always quote the second part of this verse. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I guess when you use the Old Testament, they use the, not the Old Testament, the King James Version. And it said, the prayer for righteous, the effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But, you know, when you're looking at the context in which this verse is referring to, it's talking about the prayer of faith. Because when you look at verse 13, it says, if anyone among you is in trouble, let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. For the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgotten. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And, amen. I'm looking at that and it's such a powerful thing. When you're in trouble, the Bible says you must pray. And you know, that is the time a lot of us pray when we're in trouble. It's if we're happy, do we sing songs of praise? Always have some praise to God. Thanking Him and glorifying Him for what He's doing for you and me. That's what the Bible said we must do. If we're sick, we must call for the elders in the church and let them pray over us. But sometimes you have to wonder, where is the power? And that is why I'm looking and I'm saying, a lot of times the church is just not doing what it's supposed to be doing. And who are the church? We are the church. So that means we are not doing what we are supposed to be doing with God. We are not handling the things of God the way how God wants us to handle it. That we will have the power that God can bestow upon us. That when we pray for the sick, we see healing, immediate healing. You know, that brought me to yesterday. I went to the doctor just for a, you know, checkup. And she was asking me, it was an Indian doctor. She was asking me some questions about my past medical background. And I start to recount that everything, that all the problems that I've had, that God has healed them. So I haven't been into the doctor for about 10 years, really. And it's like she was so dismissive. And I looked at her and I said to myself, I know what God has done for me because I've seen it with my two eyes. I've gotten confirmation, because when I had a quote-unquote heart problem, microvalve problem, they run all kind of tests. And then when we prayed about it, and God healed my heart, there was nothing that they could find. They run every test, and they still couldn't find it. And it was at the same hospital that both tests was done. So I know that there is this God, and He hears, He listens, and He heals, and He delivers. And so that is why I have to hold on to Him regardless of whatever is going on around me. And for you who are going through your problem, your storm, He is the rock that you can stand on securely. The wind and the rain will beat at your feet. but it can never capsize you, can never take you out. A lot of times when we see people get taken out, it's because they take their eyes off God. And the moment I realize you, when you're taking your eyes off Him, that's the moment when everything comes in as a floodgate room and just sweep you off your feet. And then some of us, we blame God. But we never take responsibility for ourselves that we are the one who took our eyes off Him. We are the one who need to be meditating on His word, listening to Him, praising Him, thanking Him for everything that He has done. And I know that God is real and He heals and He delivers regardless of what man said or what they might put forward. And your prayers, as He said, the prayers of a righteous man is powerful. And it will help you. So my friend, I just want to thank you for listening. And I want you to look to Jesus, look to God, for He is the author and finisher of our salvation. He will take us through. He will deliver us. He will heal us. And we can thank Him. We can depend on Him. So, even today as you go through your day, regardless of whatever comes, God can still make a way and He can help and deliver you from it. So think about that and pray to Him. Ask Him to come into your heart, your life. Take control over every situation that you're going through. Because only Him alone we have. We have nothing else, no one but God. So thank you for listening to me. I want you to have a safe and pleasant day. Goodbye.